Whoa. Oh, ooh. The music has calmed down. Everyone hear me okay? Everyone having a good build? All right, a little bit more excited than earlier. I like that. You know, maybe people coffeed up. I coffeed up at Starbucks. Seattle's almost finest. It's not. It's a lie. It's pretty okay. So we're here to talk about an application that we built, an IoT sample application called My Driving. It's featured in a few slides up there at the keynote and kind of incorporates everything that Scott was talking about this morning, the world of IoT, IoT Hub, the Xamarin applications for iOS, Android, and Windows. And it bridges this entire world, including machine learning. And it's a completely open source everything for you guys to get your hands on. And we want to give you a complete overview of exactly how this thing works, how we architected it, and how you can get your hands on it today. So I'm James Montemagno. I'm a developer evangelist at Xamarin. And I worked with this fine gentleman over here, and I'll let him introduce himself.
So my name is Hari Krishna Menon. I'm a program manager in the Visual Studio team. So we worked with James for the last couple of months trying to put this together. So the best part about this application is you can go download it today and play with it. And if you're interested in learning more, you can go to GitHub, download the code, and deploy the entire solution to your own Azure subscription and customize to your heart's benefit. So we made this to make it easy for you to understand. Building IoT apps are great, building mobile applications are great, but it's even more amazing when these two things come together, and that's what we want to really showcase with the My Driving sample application.
Yeah, and what we're going to show essentially is a lot of different things. We're going to go through a little bit of code, we're going to show you how the application works, how to get it, and of course, go through all this stuff. So we don't have very many slides, so we're just going to go ahead and show you the app. And look at that. Ooh, look at that transition.
I know.
Just wasted 10 seconds. Cool. So we're just going to jump over here. I'm over here on my Mac, and I have an Android thing running, and then I have VMware, and that's the Windows Phone emulator. Rest assured, just, you know, it's kind of like funky looking for some reason. So I want to show you how the app works. I'm actually simulating a drive over here to building 25 from the Space Needle. So we're going to kind of let it go, and we can see over here on Android, we have nice kind of material design, flyout navigation, and I know that this is about to reset.
And the best part about this is actually built using Xamarin, so it's completely native.
Yeah. There we go. We've transported back to the Space Needle. That's right about where I live. So at this point, if you're using the application, what's interesting here is that you'd actually connect to an OBD device to transmit IoT information to IoT Hub. I'm on a simulator itself, so we'll start simulating this. And we're going to actually see this little car driving around. We're going to get some data that you would actually get, such as gallon usage, duration, engine load. And I'm going pretty good, so let's go ahead and stop this trip. And we'll just go ahead and call this build 2016. There we go. And that's going to, at this point, save it up to Azure. And it's going to give me a little trip detail. I can come back over here into the Windows application, refresh it, and boom, there it is. Right up top, 17 seconds ago. I could come into my past trips, and I could go here on Android. It's going to load all the data points that I need to do. We're using Bing Maps on Windows and over here Google Maps, so we can slide through and see how I'm doing. But the really cool part on both these applications is when it comes to analyzing your driving performance with machine learning. So we get a lot of data points as far as how you're driving, hard stops, hard accelerations, and you can get a driver score. Now, this application, what we're showing here is on Windows 10 and Android, but what I wanted to show you is what it looks like on a clean install for you guys today that may be downloading this. So Hari gave me access to his phone. That
Yeah,
was
by
nice
the
of
way,
him.
all of you should have an email in your inbox from Build Communications talking about jump-starting your IoT and mobile. It's an email, you have links on it that will allow you to go download this app right now from the Hockey app for both iOS, Android, and Windows. So
Yeah.
go check your email. It has a bunch of amazing links that shows our landing page, where to get the source, where to download the apps. It should be your inbox by now.
It'll be right here, azure.com/mydriving, and it'll show you how to start downloading the application. And we distribute this through Hockey app, which is continuous deployment, so it's all provisioned and ready to go to get onto your different devices. So I've gone ahead onto Hari's iPhone here. Here it is. And we're just screen mirroring it here with QuickTime. So the Hockey app, once I've registered, it essentially associates Hari's email with the application. Oh, he signed out somehow. That's no good. All right.
One second.
I was going to have you sign in.
No, it's hopefully just okay.
We're going to hide that, see what I did there. Pretty good. All right. We're doing so well earlier today.
I know.
So Hari, what he's doing is he's going to go ahead and sign into his HockeyApp app with his Microsoft IT Corp ID. Perfect.
And we have two-factor authentication. We're very conscious, so I just got to, you know, authenticate it right now. And we're good.
I believe you.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. So here's all of his applications he's been testing, and here's the My Driving application. So we're going to go ahead and tap on that. And this is what you'll see. You'll just be able to install it on your different devices. So I'm going to go ahead and say install. And we're going to go ahead and install it. And now over Wi-Fi or 3G or 4G, it'll go ahead and install the My Driving application.
This is the exact same experience you guys are going to go through if you try this out right now on your phones.
Yeah, and what we're actually going to be showing, and we get to actually showing how we did the entire DevOps side of thing, is how you can use HockeyApp for actual continuing testing and deployment. So at this point, I'm going to try to launch the My Driving app, and only on iOS, it'll say, hey, you need to go and trust me. So we're going to go into settings here and trust that we like this application. Go into our certs, and we'll trust that we're good to go. So now we're going to go ahead and launch the My Driving application, get a nice little starting guide how to connect a Wi-Fi OBD device to your car, or you don't have to. It's totally fine. We'll go through our nice little carousel and say dismiss, and we're into our application. Now, I had already logged into my Twitter account, so I'm going to log into my Twitter account here so Hari doesn't have to. You can use any social auth you like. Again, I'm going to go hide this so you guys can't hijack my my Twitter feed. That would be no good. That's like almost the interesting part of this.
So one thing that what's happening is that every time you actually save a trip, it goes to Azure App Service, which is our a platform as service thing for mobile application backends. And every data is synchronized. You have offline, online capability. So it doesn't really matter if you're online or not. As soon as you save it, it either gets synced, it synchronizes itself. So that's why you can see the instant refresh across all three devices. It's very seamless.
We can go here into my past trips. There it is 4 minutes ago. I can go into a longer trip here. This will load all the data points into Azure, everything that you can think of, and it's reading real-time data. Back and forth, and I can go to my profile. It's the same information logged in on Twitter on all three. Everything is synchronized online and offline. And that's the kind of experience of the final end mobile application. But it's actually a lot more is happening in the grand architecture side of things. So we're going to switch over to Hari's machine onto 7 really quick. We're going to go ahead and show you the entire architecture and then, of course, where to get started with this. But it's pretty cool. This application is sharing 70% of code across iOS, Android, and Windows, and of course, all the native user interface. And you can see there's clear differences, but the entire back end, your business logic is the same. Are we able to switch over to 7 really quick? I think so. I think you're good now. Yeah, there's nothing.
Okay. Cool. So we showed the mobile app of the side things first, but we want to show you really the heart and soul of My Driving. That's the Azure side of things. So the first things first is what we call the
There we go.
Oh, there we go. So this is what an OBD sensor looks like. So this is one for Wi-Fi and this for Bluetooth. Most cars after 1998 have the data link port. It's probably right under the driver's cabin. You buy one of these from Amazon or any online retailer, you plug that into your car, and you can use a mobile application to pair that with this device. And what happens is, as you're driving, a lot of the car telemetry data comes into your phone. So what we have done to reduce costs and make it accessible for everybody is... Something wrong with the...
There we go.
What we've done is we're using the phone as a field gateway. Folks familiar with IoT understand this. It's essentially a way to communicate and send all the car telemetry to the cloud. So what's actually happening is all the car telemetry data that we get from the car, the GPS data from the phone, everything is sent directly into the Azure IoT Hub. Azure IoT Hub essentially acts as a point for ingesting all the telemetry that we are sending it, and this data is stored in a SQL database. And this data is presented to the end user in terms of the Azure App Service. As you can see, we have a whole bunch of APIs, like provisioning APIs, to provision these devices, trips, profiles, as well as authentication happens on the Azure App Service side. And this data is then consumed by the mobile device, and that's what you see. Also, we also actually deliver this data using Hockey App to the end customers. If you are actually going to do this, you could make a consumer version of it and sell it on the App Store instead of Hockey App. It'll be basically available on the App Store itself. So that is a simple workflow. I'm going to talk about a couple of other transformations that happen on Azure. There's a lot of things happening. So for the purpose of this demonstration, we're going to stick to a few. The first one I show you is that as soon as data comes into the Azure IoT Hub, what we do is we have a bunch of ASA, or Azure Streaming Analytics queries, that pick this data and sends to an Event Hub. On the other side of the Azure Event Hub, there is a Service Fabric instance where we have a microservice. Scott showed the concept of microservices today. What this microservice does, it's probably like 200 lines of code. It basically looks up a particular the VIN number of your car and tries to understand what is the make and model of that car. So this microservice, as soon as data comes into the Event Hub, takes a look at all the VIN numbers of the new drivers or new drivers who have registered, converts that to make and model, and writes that back in the database. So it's very real time. It's very performant. If you had a small bug in your microservice, you could instantly replace it without, instantly deploy it without actually affecting the entire system. So that is kind of like a hot path. Now let's take a look at the before we go there, we also have App Insights monitoring instrumented in the Azure App Service, so we instantly know what's happening with the service, what the response rate looks like, and all that fun stuff. Now let's take a look at the cold path. So this is from a mobile perspective. What if I wanted to get an understanding of what's actually happening data on the whole scale, right? Power BI is a fantastic technology for you to visualize complex data. And what happens here, as soon as data comes in from the Azure IoT Hub, we write that everything into blob storage, which is super cheap. It's cold storage. We just keep it there. And we have these daily and hourly jobs that start up, take all the new data from this blob storage, processes it, and writes it in an analytics database. The analytics database actually acts as a backend for a Power BI dashboard that we have built. So we have something that's cold path that just happens on its own on an hourly basis. We have hot path, the data is instantly actually computed, analyzed, and presented back to the user. So this is a couple of workflows. We have a bunch more. The last one I want to show you is about machine learning. The best part about this, as James talked about, all this data is fed into a machine learning model that we have built. And based on things like hard stops, hard accelerations, how well you drive, we try to classify you in certain percentiles. And that is actually reflected on the profile screen, a percentage of what you are. So there's a whole bunch of Azure services going on here. And this is a great starting point for you to understand how all this plugs together. Another aspect of it, there's not a lot of code. Like literally from an imperative code perspective, we have some code in the VIN application service. We have a bunch of code in Azure App Service for REST queries and stuff like that. But a lot of this stuff was done based on configurations and queries and Azure side. It was very easy for us to build it up. We took about 6 to 8 weeks to entirely build this entire sample application to this quality and ship it to you guys. So it's a quick turnaround by using a lot of the Azure services that we have, and it's pretty awesome.
Cool. So let's take a look at actually not only the mobile app side of things, but looking at the machine learning. But what's interesting about this is we also wanted to show you a full end-to-end story, because it's about the development, but it's also about the testability and the release management lifecycle of all of it. So what we want to do is we're going to go ahead and swap over. There we go. Uh-oh.
Give a second. I'm going to disconnect for a bit.
All right, a little bit of demo where. But of course, we're going to show you where to get started. So when you go to azure.com/mydriving, go ahead and mirror your displays real quick. There we go. So that's going to take you to the GitHub page. This is going to have everything you need, the entire backend, all the machine learning, all the scripts you need to get going, and all of the Xamarin application source code in the source file under mobile apps, and the backend service. The very last thing Hari will show you is actually how to deploy it with a single line of of Bash in the Bash terminal or in PowerShell. So
first one I want to show you is our continuous integration aspect of things. So when we started this project, we wanted a really good turnaround time. So what we did, we spent some time to set up a continuous integration. That means any time one of our devs actually checked in a code into GitHub, it would trigger a build. Once a build is passed, it is actually sent to Xamarin Test Cloud every night. And once the results are passed, that things are pushed to Hockey app. So our testers who was actually driving to work or going back home from work would instantly get an update as soon as a change is made. And we would just install the update and play with the app. So it was really amazing for us to have rapid iterative cycles. Hockey app also allows you to gather crash data on your phones as well as verbatim feedback from your customers. And it was a really easy way for us to add that feedback, file bugs, and actually fix it as we went on. So this dashboard shows you like all the builds. You can see our iOS, Android, and UWP build happening. The results from Xamarin Test Cloud on the right links to the Hockey app apps that's hosted. As soon as a build is passed, we actually push that release into Hockey app.
And you can see these are live results because someone definitely did break the Android build last night. I'm not going to say it was me, but we'll see what GitBlame says.
Yeah, and this is how a dashboard of the Hockey app for Android looks like. You can see not just user feedback or events, we actually get crash data. So it's really easy for me to go here and actually convert this to a bug that I can track on my VSTS instance. So it kind of really tightens up my whole dev loop around actually being able to test, deliver changes, and basically verify if those bits are working or not.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about this specifically is when you go into this overview and tap on iOS, for instance, that should open up. We can actually see all of the builds that are going on in our build definition. So here's all the passing builds. But as you would expect and kind of saw, you may have seen, is that these are all the full steps of this application. So we're replacing some tokens with some things that we need. We bump the version numbers. We sign up and restore our NuGet packages, build iOS, and then we actually, and this one is our main build. So we just go ahead and package it and ship it up for release, which is very cool.
The best part of the script that I'm going to show you in the end, it'll actually check out the entire My Driving source from GitHub. If you have a VSTS account, it'll check that code back in and set up all these build definitions for you.
Yep.
So if you really want to quickly get started on continuous integration, that's an optional step in our scripts, and that'll do that for you as well. So all that fun stuff that you see, all the build steps that we have configured, everything comes to your VSTS account as soon as you run your script, our script.
And then if you tap on release, essentially, we can see that those builds are then deployed immediately in these buckets for iOS, Android, and Windows, right to Hockey app, and then you install it like I showed you earlier. Now that's cool for release management. What I really like is all the cool analysis that we can do of the data and see everything in your portal. I just found out that you could sticky these things up there like a week ago, and it blew my mind.
Yeah, so this is a custom dashboard we have built. This kind of shows you, unfortunately, this is not a part of a script. You have to do it yourself.
Yeah, do you guys know you can do this? It's amazing.
Yeah, we can actually share it within the team who has access to subscribers. So this actually shows you, for example, we have around 9,153 simulated or real devices that we have used during My Driving, the number of messages we are getting, the geo-replication. You can see we have a failover thing, so we have set up in East US and West US. You can see the resource utilization of a DB, App Insights data about response rate. So it's really easy for me to get an overview of my production service. This is literally the production service that you guys will connect to if you use the application today. We also have a couple of fun, this is the Service Fabric UI that Scott showed in his keynote. We actually have a small service running that actually looks at VIN number, and you can look at the status of the nodes and the Service Fabric cluster using this dashboard. Finally, I want to show you the Power BI visualizations. So this is the Power BI data set that talks to our analytics database. This is updated hourly, and you can see the number of drivers, good versus bad drivers. In the map, you can actually see good versus bad based on the area that they drive. So you can build these really complex things by just using Power BI and connecting that to the Azure database where we are dumping all the analytics information that is generated using HD Insight and the Azure Data Factory jobs. This is updated hourly, but if I go to my live data, this is live data that we're getting of people actually trying to use the app right now. And you can see that, hey, the average speed per hour, RPM, trip length, all that information is updated in real time. This data is pushed by Azure directly into the Power BI data set that is being hosted so that you get instant results. So we have ways of showing hot path, like actual data that's happening right now, and data that has been collected and archived and then analyzed over time.
Cool.
Saying that, we're going to switch back to show some fun Visual Studio stuff as well.
So last thing I want to show in our last minute, and we'll be around for questions, is what the iOS, Android, and Windows application will look like. This is a typical Xamarin solution. So up top, I have all my data stores. I have an Azure client, Azure data stores that'll do online, offline synchronization in a SQLite database. And now down here is my portable class library. It's just like a class library, but portable to multiple targets. It's great. Here's all my view models. There's a current trip view model. We can see if I go into this, this trip model here, this is shared code that when I want to start tracking a trip, it uses a plugin to, with two lines of code, register for a callback and start listening to geolocation changes. Of course, you can do all of your designing. This is the entire application right here for iOS in the Storyboard Designer, and we have Android designers as well. My favorite part is that we have a cross-platform IoT hub NuGet that you install. This is all of the code that it takes in any application and mobile applications to send blobs of data up to IoT Hub. It's literally like seven lines of code. It's crazy.
And by the way, we have an Azure Connected Services extension you can install that will generate this code for you. So if you go to Add Connected Service and you install the extension, you can instantly generate this data for your own instance of IoT Hub.
That's it. And the last thing is if you download this, there's only one thing you need to change, which is specifically the URL of your Azure website.
Or you can keep talking to our demo servers. It's no cost. We're going to keep it alive for quite a while for folks to play around with. But if you want to actually customize your own service, you can use our scripts, deploy it, and then do it on your own.
And
I think that's it.
Thank you guys so much. And we'll be around for questions. And please download the app. Yeah.